Hello and welcome to the Bot Nirvana podcast, where we dive into all things software automation. I'm your host, Nandan Mullakra. While I'm not podcasting, I write articles on nandan.info. I hope you enjoy the show. Let's get right into it. We have Jay Bartot, the CEO from Zitworks, on the show today. Zitworks is an automated process discovery platform that leverages machine learning to discover, analyze, and improve your processes. In this chat, we discuss how Zitworks process discovery enables holistic process improvement and augmented automation. Let's listen in. Hi, Jay. Welcome to the Bot Nirvana podcast. It's great having you today. Can we start with a quick intro about yourself?
Sure. Hey, Nandan. Great to be on the podcast with you, and thanks for having me. I've been a serial technology entrepreneur in Seattle for more than 20 years. So my background is software engineering, but in the late 90s, I started working with some faculty from the University of Washington Computer Science Department, who were essentially commercializing some of their research out into the private sector via venture capital backed startups. And so I met those guys, and they got me interested in machine learning technology. So this is the late 90s. And, I like to joke sometimes that I thought machine learning was big, 20 years ago. It's funny to sort of look at, how big it is today and how far it's come. But, I didn't know it at the time, but, I ended up sort of putting myself on a track both of doing startups serially, venture-backed ones, and startups with a focus on data and machine learning, usually, providing the two to make some kind of novel vertical product. I've never been a person who has stuck with a particular industry or vertical. So these startups that I co-founded, spanned a number of different verticals like e-commerce, online advertising, travel, even medical informatics, interesting applications of data and machine learning. I managed to land most of these companies at interesting places like Microsoft, Nielsen Net Ratings, and the last one at Hulu. So I did that for, a good 20 years. And then about 5 years ago, I joined a startup studio in Seattle called Madrona Venture Labs. And Madrona Venture Labs is funded by Madrona Venture Group, who's the largest venture capital group in the Pacific Northwest. And that's kind of where the Zitworks story starts. Zitworks came out of Madrona Venture Lab, and that's kind of how I sort of got my foot into this whole area and Zitworks itself.
And so what attracted you towards Zitworks?
So, great question. So in 2019, Madrona Venture Group encouraged us to go look at the RPA space. At the time, the RPA companies were really blowing up. They're really growing like crazy and turning into unicorns. And in fact, Madrona Venture Group eventually, around that time, I think, made an investment in UiPath, I think in their Series D. And so they were excited about the space. And as they often did with us when they were excited about a space, they said, go off and look there and, see if there's anything else to do there. What's going to happen next in RPA? What should we go and look into and get ahead of? And so a colleague of mine and I, Ben Elowitz, who worked with me at the lab, we started, doing our typical investigation into RPA. And the first thing we did was we talked to RPA vendors and tried to understand their offerings and their pricing models and how they interacted with customers. And that's kind of where the first kind of interesting bit of discovery happened for us en route to creating Zitworks. What we learned was that management consulting groups play a really big role in the business process automation space, and really BPM in general. And we learned from the RPA vendors that typically their customers work with management consulting firms to figure out which processes they should automate, and then ultimately building those bots. And so that was interesting news to us. So we went through our contact lists and we reached out to a bunch of management consulting groups, some really big ones, medium ones, some small ones. And we asked them about what their experience was like working with RPA, working with their customers, and bringing RPA solutions, to their customer groups. And what we learned right away was that, and this surprised us, many of the organizations who have repetitive business processes and teams that do repetitive business process execution, they don't really know what the processes that are being executed are. Meaning that they don't know what the steps are in the process. They don't know which of their workers does which processes well. They don't know where the bottlenecks are. They don't know, what kinds of performance they should expect. A real lack of transparency into the processes themselves. And so in order to automate a process, you have to understand it and you have to understand all the steps. And so what astonished us was learning that management consulting groups typically did manual process discovery. So suffice it to say, it was time consuming and expensive and involves a lot of people coming in and standing over the shoulders of the workers doing the repetitive business process work and writing everything down manually that they see them do. How much time did they spend in those different parts of the process? What are the steps in the process, et cetera, et cetera. And then after a couple of weeks of this manual observation, all the data would be pulled together and some kind of time would be produced that could then be handed off to an RPA developer to actually implement a robot for that process. And so, learning this was kind of an epiphany for us. We thought, geez, boy, that sounds really time-consuming and expensive. Why couldn't you do this with technology? Why not develop some software, install it on the desktop machines of the workers, observe all of their behavior and interactions as they interact with the applications, as they go about their daily work. Take all that data, send it off to a cloud somewhere, which would use machine learning technology to sort of take all that data and sort it out, figure out, where does a process start? Where does the process end? How many times does it repeat? What components make up a process? Usually a process is in one steps and work. Usually there's subcomponents that make up that process. And if we could do that and figure out all of that automatically, that would save a lot of, great time and expedite having a manual process turned into an automated process with RPA technology. And so that's really the inception of Zeitworks and where we started.
Okay. So, so that there's a distinct customer need, right, to discover processes and improve them or automate them as you need it. So from a Zeitworks perspective, what approach did you take? So what's your platform about? Is it like a task mining? Is it process mining? Is it an AI ML? How do you do that?
Yeah, so it's a little tricky for us because the term task mining is really an RPA term. The RPA vendors use it to describe basically the complement of process mining. So, I have people doing processes not on a single enterprise system like SAP, but I have folks doing processes at their desktops using a variety of desktop applications, web applications, et cetera. And so from a technology standpoint and the way our sensor works, we are doing task mining and we are AI and ML is a heavy component of our technology because the data our sensor collects is very voluminous. It's very noisy. Humans are pretty random creatures. As much as they're hopefully you think would be a canonical map of what a process should be and hopefully humans would follow it, they don't. Humans, kind of do their own thing over the time. They drift. They do what feels comfortable for them. In a lot of ways, I think, the teams that we've analyzed, we've seen workers do some parts of the process really well, and other workers do other parts of the process not so well. But you know, you can see that across the board on teams, often if you could take the best parts, the best behaviors from all the workers and put them together into a single canonical process, you know, you'd have something. So again, from a technology standpoint, we are measuring, you know, people at desktop machines interacting with applications and recording those interactions with their applications, and using all that data to ultimately not only discover the process and define and document the process, you know, but also once we are able to do that, to go out and find all those process instances or executions across the team and then measure those things. How many times was this process, executed? How much time was spent in it? What applications were used? You know, all of these kinds of things that, you know, ultimately, you know, provide insight into, you know, what's working and what's not working.
Okay, great. And so the AI ML process discovery space has been getting crowded a bit, right, of late. There are multiple players now. So how does Zeitwerk stand out in terms of what it does in the space?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest way we stand out is that, you know, our mission is much less about creating RPA bots, you know, doing all of this measurement and analysis to create RPA bots. Although, you know, again, we can do that. Our mission is really about, providing transparency to organizations about how to make their operations and processes, you know, more efficient. And so I think that that's probably, you know, the main way we stand out. There's some other things too, though, in our product. You know, I mentioned a process instance, the idea of a process instance. And so say that, Nandan, you and I are both applying for a bank loan with a particular organization, and there's workers who are doing loan processing, you know, as part of some repetitive business process. And it turns out that for whatever reason, your loan application is more complicated than mine. And maybe it involves more steps or what have you, or there's more information that they need to collect. Your and my processes instances are different. And so at Zeitwerk, that's really important information we want to capture. We don't want to just know that a business process was run. We want to be able to know that this is Nandan's process that belongs to Nandan, and this is Jay's process, and it belongs to Jay. And the worker doing the loan processing maybe spent 30 minutes on your application and only 20 minutes on mine. So we want to be able to capture, you know, the actual instances of the processes, which usually map back to some kind of case or case ID or claims ID, or there's oftentimes some kind of identifier that says, you know, this is Nandan's case, this is Jay's case. And so we want to be able to make those distinctions so that we can measure them in different ways. We also want to be able to provide statistics and high level, you know, landscape analytics to be able to show the distribution of the execution of these different cases, and where needed, to be able to allow the user to drill into those analytics and look at the specifics. So, you know, there's a demo that I often do for prospective customers where I show a time distribution over a period of time of the amount of time it took to execute a case. And by the way, we have a mechanism and an algorithm for measuring the complexity of a case. And it turns out that this case complexity metric is really, really important to our users for a whole number of reasons.
Okay. And you mentioned about, you know, as you do this, you are understanding how each worker does the job and can differentiate, yeah, right? Yeah. Now, that is a great thing from an organization perspective, but there are also concerns that it tracks what workers are doing. And that's one of the key issues with this space is, yeah, privacy, especially in Europe, right? So yeah, how are you addressing that for your customers?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's certainly a tricky issue. And so, you know, at Zyteworks right now, you know, our initial product is geared towards managers, you know, who are managing teams. But we would very much like to build features for the workers themselves, providing them value, helping them do a better job, helping them have information that is important for them to make a case for themselves at review time, giving them information so that they can chime in and advocate for improvements in their work environment and the work that they do. We have a lot of ideas here. It's very much on our product roadmap that you know, we want to go in this direction. I think we'll need to work with our customers and their organizations to help them, you know, sell and make the case to the workers themselves and say, you know, we're doing this, but here's the benefit to you. And so we're sort of preparing to be able to articulate that value and help our customers explain to their workers why Zyteworks is a good thing for everybody. So it'll be a journey. But that's sort of how we see it right now.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a journey, and you know, there's a talk about, you know, creating autonomous enterprises, completely mm-hmm. autonomous enterprises. So, from a process discovery perspective, how do you see that evolving and towards, you know, probably an autonomous enterprise? Or I don't know, where do you see it all going?
Well, you know, being a technologist, you know, I've seen, you know, lots of, you know, hype bubbles over the years. I think that my sense is that a lot of the excitement around RPA has dissipated a bit. You know, I'm certainly not going to, you know, throw that whole industry under the bus. I think that a lot of those companies are doing well and providing a lot of value to their customers. But my sense is that there have been a lot of RPA projects that have failed because the processes that were being automated were either too complex or they were misunderstood, or that there was the processes involved enough unstructured data that really to do them, you know, well required, you know, a human. And so, you know, it's funny, you know, it's not hard to, you know, read through blog digests and see articles about how AI is taking over the world and we're all going to be out of jobs and, you know, your kids are not going to have any place to work and all of these kinds of things. And, you know, they're definitely intriguing headlines and they certainly grab us. But I think that there's a lot of exaggeration and in fact, a lot of the technologies, especially the interpretation of unstructured, you know, business information, has a long way to go. And so I think even though there's, again, lots of opportunities for automation, it's more around the edges. Since it's such a massive space in the industry, the edges is actually a really big opportunity for a lot of these companies. But I think that in the core of it, my sense is that humans are still very much needed for a lot of this stuff. The other thing I would say about this that I think is important is that we, as a society, we love to talk about how AI will be replacing things. When in fact, I think that AI will serve us much better as in an assistive role or an augmentative role. So, you know, the analogy I always like to use is self-driving ability, the self-driving functionality, you know, in Teslas, for example. You know, I got a new Tesla recently, for better or for worse, I bought the full self-driving package. Let me tell you, man, you got to have your hands on the wheel when you're in the city. Otherwise, be ready for a really scary ride. Out in the highways, it's great. It's smart. It'll change lanes. It has, you know, self-distancing auto cruise control. It's perfect, but get into the city, you better have your hands on the wheel. I think the same is true with a lot of information processing work. Yeah, there are a lot of boring parts, and parts that absolutely should be automated. But they may not be at the granularity of a process. So for example, you know, we've built some functionality recently into our sensor that captures copying and pasting very succinctly as a discrete event, along with all the data that's been copied and pasted. And in the work patterns we see, we'll see a real mix of things that clearly require human interpretation and then parts of the process that are highly repetitive. We have one customer that at one point in their process, they get to a point where they copy and paste about a dozen values from a web screen into a spreadsheet. And it's very noticeable and predictable. And so, you know, our thinking is, you know, when we get to it, why not just automate that part? You know, why not, you know, observe the worker? And when we get to the parts that are highly repetitive, assist or augment, you know, their performance with something that can just automate that bit. And then again, the human takes the wheel again and continues to drive on. That's where I really think machine learning and AI can really be helpful here in the next 5 to 10 years versus the more kind of apocalyptic, like AI is going to completely replace what I do and I'm going to sit home and watch TV all day.
Yeah, completely agree. So that's been a messaging which I think, yeah, it's you know, as as an industry, we should probably be changing. And so from your perspective at Zeitworks, you know, as you look down the lane, how are you enabling that? You did talk about, you know, working with workers on the privacy aspects and, you know, so basically augmenting it. So how, which I see now as like a differentiator for you, you know, you are more into augmentation than a completely autonomous enterprise. And I completely agree, you know, I've driven a Tesla. You know, yesterday I was listening to some, you know, some people talk about self-driving trucks. So right now what they're talking about is self-driving truck actually going on a lane, self-driving on the highways. And the driver probably sleeping in there. And then just when it gets to the city, take over and drive, right? So just like what you're saying. So it's all going to be augmentation. And so that seems to be a great way to differentiate. And so from your perspective, how does your roadmap enable that?
So, you know, kind of continuing on with what we've built so far. So remember that I mentioned that, you know, we provide high level analytics on team performance and, you know, process efficiency and all of this. But we let you then drill down into the specific process instances and cases that are being worked on. And so that's super powerful and I think differentiated. Where we're going next, though, is once you have all of this information, so now I understand, thanks to Zeitworks, that I've got inefficiencies over here. I need to re-engineer this part of my process. I need additional training for some of my employees. Where do I go from here? And so we feel like the next obvious step here is to help organizations set and track goals based upon the metrics that we provide. So if average time in a particular activity is a certain amount over, you know, a particular period of time, then set a goal to make it 15% lower and work with your team to figure out how you'll make it 15% lower and then set that goal and track it and see how well you do over time. Start putting stakes in the ground to say, now that we know where we stand, thanks to the analytics, let's start improving things and let's start, you know, really showing an ROI on this information and data. And so that's definitely a next big thing on our roadmap that we'll release sometime in the next month or two. And that opens up a whole kind of, you know, team management type functionality that, again, I think will be very helpful with remote workers and people who have become disconnected because they're remote and teams that have sort of dispersed, you know, because they're remote. These kinds of tools, you know, help them collaborate and actually drive towards unifying goals. So that's a big thing. It adds another dimension to our product. And so, you know, suddenly, you know, we're not just in the, you know, task mining space, you know, we're in the, you know, process and team optimization space, but now we're helping with team management. So I think that's a sort of a big area that we're kind of expanding into.
Okay, great. So if people need to get started with Zeitworks, what's the best way?
Best way is to come to our website. You know, there's a whole bunch of information there. But in particular, there's a number of places to click a button and fill out a short contact form. Just tell us who you are and what you're looking for. We'll be happy to, get back to you quickly and start a discussion. I want to mention on your podcast that I encourage people who are hearing this to add something in the comment box that you heard about this on Bot Nirvana. That's super useful for us to track. And we'll be able to offer some special deals for folks who mentioned that.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah.
And where can people connect with you personally?
Well, you're welcome to connect with me on LinkedIn. I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn. So that's one of the best ways. Otherwise, other than that, I think connecting with me through social media on Twitter or through the Zeitworks website is probably the best.
Thank you so much, Jay, for being on the podcast today. Thank you for taking the time.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Nandan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining the Bot Nirvana podcast. Appreciate if you can leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher. Catch the show notes on botnirvana.org. While you're there, feel free to explore more automation ideas, tutorials, tools, and more. See you next time.